The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you for choosing to spend some time with me here this morning. And here we are in a new year. You know, my dad told me back when I was young, sounds like a song. My dad told me, he told me that every year would get shorter. Every time a holiday would come around, you'd say, man, I can't believe how quickly that has happened. And sure enough, here we are again, and it's a new year, 2025. So it's very exciting because, well, this is going to be my fifth year in Carroll at St. Anthony's, and in August, as the listeners know and everybody in Carroll knows, Dr. Michael Dirks came and joined the practice after coming and visiting. He was sort of a visiting surgeon for a while, and then he grew up in Carroll, and as did his wife. And, you know, they're back home now, making their home, and now I have a partner. And it's the first time that I've had a partner in a very long time. Well, technically, I had partners at distance when I first got out to Carroll before I started working for the hospital. But as far as having someone there on the day-to-day who, like, hey, we're in this together, he's my partner, it's been that only happened for one year of my entire career. Just because that's just how it worked out. I have been in practice setting where I was the only surgeon at the hospital for, that was my 10 years in Kauai. And then when I was in Champaign-Urbana, I was at a big practice, and we had, you know, I was the only orthopedic surgeon there, and then we brought in a guy, and then I left a year after that. So, and he was good, but Dr. Dirks is excellent, and we have fun working together, and we complement each other. You know, I don't do total hips. He doesn't do anatomic total shoulders. You know, there's most of the things, you know, we both do total knees and things like that, ACLs. But we're able to sort of increase the breadth of both of our practices by having each other there and having each other's backs. And it's just been, again, it comes back to, where did the time go? Well, Dr. Dirks passed his board examination this last year, which the way it works in orthopedics is you take your medical boards, so that's just so you can practice medicine, and that's when you graduate medical school, and then you do orthopedic surgery, and after you're in your last year of your residency, you'll take a written board examination. And then 2 years after you've been into practice, you'll take an oral board examination. So you have to take your cases in and sit in front of some people who will ask you why you did what you did, and you need to be able to explain it. And so he just recently passed that this last year. And then I just found out in December that I passed my recertification examination, which is something you take every 10 years, and it's my second time taking the recertification. So I'm 20 years into practice, and I don't have to take that exam for another 10 years. And probably in 10 years, I'll be ready to hang it up anyway. 30 years is a typical orthopedic career, but I have not been happier practice-wise in my career than I am right now, because, you know, it's just St. Anthony's, you know, they're always allowing us to have the very best equipment we need to take the very best care of patients. And I never had that before. You know, I was always, you know, in Kauai, they did the best they could. And we actually were the first. We had this little hospital on the west side of Kauai, and we were the first hospital in the state of Hawaii doing computer navigated total knees, because I had trained on that in my fellowships, which I did down in Australia. And so that was exciting, but it wasn't like we could just, you know, they kind of did that because I convinced them that that was going to be really worthwhile, and it was, and especially being out on my own completely solo in a hospital where there were no other orthopedic surgeons and starting off doing cases by myself in that setting, it was nice to at least have the computer in the room with me, because that was quite a learning experience being completely alone like that. But, you know, it built a lot of confidence and ingenuity over time, I would say. But anyway, so in Carroll, of course, if you've been a listener for a while, you know that we have the Mako robot, and the Mako robot is, I mean, there's just so many reasons it's the best robot, and there's reasons that it costs three times everybody else's robot, and the hospital has backed that, and they have understood that giving the very best patient care is in and of itself worthwhile. And so, you know, they asked, when I first got there, and they said, well, what can we get for you to make you, you know, happier doing your job? And I said, we need a robot, and we need the Mako. And they did. And it's been great. And, of course, Dr. Dirks trained on the Mako in his residency and then had been using it up in Storm Lake where he was practicing before he came down to Carroll. And so he's been a Mako guy through and through. So we both are congruent on that. It's a great application. It, you know, the fact that it uses a CT scan rather than just a plain X-ray to do the planning of the surgery and the execution of the surgery, I think that just is almost hard to recreate how important that is on a radio show. But the 3D CT scan we have, we literally have a 3D picture of every little nook and cranny on that knee, as opposed to an X-ray where you have a front and then a side picture. But, you know, it's just different. It's just, so that's exciting. So it's a time of great gratitude and excitement for me. And I hope it is for everyone else too. And, you know, sometimes we can get caught up and not realize all the blessings that we have, but, you know, I've probably never been as excited to start off a year as far as just professionally, because we really have things really running smooth. The OR staff, you know, it took us, you know, the COVID years were kind of tough from a staffing issue, and there were people that left and people that came through, and now we've sort of settled into a groove. We have some, you know, a lot more full-time people. And the flow in the OR is really good, and we're getting, you know, we now have a lot more longer term people, and that always helps, and that's really great. And hospitals across the nation have struggled with that, but COVID just threw everything a kilter, as we all know, and we're just really now really turning the corner where, okay, now we're back to kind of, I guess, where we were before COVID as far as staffing and flow and all that stuff. So that's exciting. And, you know, it's to be able to just do that level of surgery, you know, it's exciting. It's nice. I mean, I feel blessed. I'm not every orthopedic surgeon that's doing joints has access to a Mako robot. So I consider myself very blessed. And, you know, the other things that we're able to do, the Regeniten that, you know, I had done on my shoulder and really, really changed how I'm living my life. And then over the last year, if you've been listening, you know that I've been doing the carnivore diet. And I'll say that December wasn't my most perfect month ever, but I'm still more or less 50 pounds down from where I started last year at this time. Everything's better. All my blood pressure, all my labs and everything are way better, except my cholesterol went up a little bit, and so I'm not sure what I'm going to do about that. But it's, you know, you got to look at it in the framework. I'm going to get, later in the month, I'm going to get a bunch of follow-up tests, a cardiac coronary artery calcium scan, things like that. You know, when you get to be, I'll be 55 this year. So it's really funny. You know, I've been doing this show for 7 years now, and there's a big, big difference in how you're looking at things from the time you're 48 to the time you're 55. I'll tell you that for sure. Because 48, you're still looking like, everything's way, I still got nearly 20 years in practice and this and that. And now it's like, probably 10. You know, I'll probably practice 10 more years. It's a standard. Like I said, most orthopedic surgeons practice about 30 years. So I'm 2/3 of the way into it. And really reinvigorated, obviously, the physical, being 50 pounds lighter. This is a message I keep hammering. If you think you might have sleep apnea, get it checked, because that was another absolute game changer for my physical and mental well-being, was just to not be that tired all the time and to now be able to just get up in the morning and like be excited for the day and not just be thinking, oh, when can I take a nap? So between the sleep apnea and the weight loss and the new partner and the practice that's sort of maturing, it's just an exciting year. And so, you know, that you also have to have gratitude, and you can be reminded of reasons for gratitude. I got a call the other day from my best friend's mom, and he passed in 2007, and he lost a battle with depression. We'll just say, you know, leave it at that. And, you know, talking to her and just seeing, you know, she was just checking in on me and the family. And I just felt bad because I hadn't talked to her in a while. So I felt bad that I hadn't called her, because I do try to keep up. But, you know, at the end of the conversation, she said what seems just like a cliche, but coming from her, it was just so much more powerful. You know, your kids are, and your wife are healthy, and you're healthy, and everything else is gravy. And that is absolutely true. And, you know, we can't always, you know, predict. I mean, I've seen this year some real tragedies happen to people that are just really good people. And I think that is one of the things that makes me dive deeper into faith. And I can talk about that because St. Anthony's is obviously a Catholic hospital. So therefore, it is by definition a ministry, right? So that's kind of the cool thing. I mean, I remind myself of that, and that helps me have gratitude for everything that I have, and then also stay super focused, you know, because I got to be honest, I don't remember every single time, but I'd say 90% of the time I either pray at the beginning of a surgical day or before every case. It depends on how rushed I am, really. And I usually try not to be very rushed. I try to just measure along. But, you know, it just helps me remember, number one, how blessed I am to be able to do this job that has brought me so much personal fulfillment, and I appreciate, you know, everybody who helps me to do that. My office staff, the staff in the OR, the administration in the hospital, obviously my partner, and I am deeply, deeply grateful for the opportunity to continue to do what I think is the most fun profession in the world. I mean, I guess fighter pilots probably have a lot of fun too, but I really, really enjoy doing the surgery and really enjoy, you know, having the personal relationship with the patients. And that's one thing. So when I first got to St. Anthony's, it's not a one person practice area and there's a lot of need. And so I was way overwhelmed for a while until Dirk started coming. And then, when he came full time, and now I am able to, you know, take a breath and sit and talk to the patient like I used to. I always have just really enjoyed, you know, having that sort of more deeper connection with the patients. And, you know, I used to, I'm sure I've told this before, but I used to squeeze orange juice out of the orange tree in my yard, and when I lived in Kauai, and take it in to the patients when they were in the hospital on Saturdays. And, you know, just things like that. Then, and, you know, when I got married, I had, I don't know, 15 or 20 of my patients were there. And, you know, nowadays it's just a different thing when you have a little bit more time. And then also, you know, I've talked about this before as well, but the radio show, when people come in, they kind of have an idea of who I am and kind of what they're going to expect and things like that. And so that's fun. You know, I mean, people on the radio show, you know, they ask about my daughters. You know, Sydney and Madison, they're junior and freshman now playing volleyball, and Madison's doing synchronized swimming, which is a kind of a big deal at the high school she goes to. And so, you know, it's really kind of like a family sort of deal. And again, I guess I'm just going off about gratitude and hope this episode, because I mean that's what this time of year is all about, and there's always a way to find gratitude. And I think we all can be certain that regardless of how rough things have been, that there are absolutely 100% in our lives things that we can look to. And, you know, and I've been through a fair amount. You know, I lost my best friend in 2007. I've lost three more friends since that time. Two in tragic accidents, and one who was my age, who was a physician I went to medical school with and lived near while I was a resident. He and my other friend, we were the triumvirate in medical school. We were always doing stuff together. And so now they're both gone. And, within the last 5 years, I lost my dad, my stepmom, and my brother. And so I understand. I mean, I know what it's like to have things not going your way, but there's always beautiful things in your life. And even if you have to go seek them, they're there if you scratch, you know. So this time of year is just, it's everything leading towards hope. I mean, obviously if you're a Christian, which I am, I mean, we remember, you know, the birth of Jesus and how that impacted the world, and you can't deny the impact on the world, even if you don't believe the Christian faith. I mean, you got to look at the impact, and it's still ongoing. I mean, when I went to Africa, I mean, I was doing some mission work there, It was right before COVID, and or might have been during COVID. I don't. Anyway, right around that time, it was the last mission that I've been on, and I can tell you that most of the hospitals around there are run by churches, run by donations coming from international church organizations like the Presbyterian Church or the Catholic Church. And at least my experience in Tanzania is that if it were only the government providing health care, it would be about half the health care was not going to be provided. So, you know, and that's just ongoing mission, right? That's just ongoing ministry, if you will. And so that's why this time of year when the days are getting longer, thank goodness, and we've had another year go by and we're marking that time on the calendar, and so it's just that time that I love to sometimes just I took this last week off well back to work on the second, but before that I took from Christmas to New Year's off and just spent quiet time with the family and petted my dogs and hugged my kids and just had a really, really good time to assess and be grateful and be excited about the oncoming year and where I'm gonna be a year from now physically by continuing to work out and eat a better diet, and where the practice is going to be in another year. You know, Dr. Dirks will have been there for a year and a half full time, and I will have been there. This is my fifth year, so that'll be another year. It'll be 6 years. And gosh, you know, everything is just seemingly doing really great. I almost don't even want to speak it out loud because I don't want to curse myself. But right now, things are going really well, and I feel very, very blessed. And I hope that this morning that you are feeling blessed and that you are able to reflect. And also, this time of year is about making positive changes, and you have nothing more important than your health. And so, you know, that's this. I never totally lost sight of it because I always worked out and everything, but I, you know, got caught in that standard American diet and just, you know, would stress eat. And in the hospital, a lot of times there's in the break rooms, there's snacks that are not very good for you. So I kind of got into that. But now, a year into this, you know, reinvigorated health journey, I definitely can see and feel all of the positive aspects. So it's a great time to start a new health program for yourself. And there's a lot of different ways to do it, a lot of different eating methods and you know, I guess you could do the Ozempic. My aunt has had great success with Ozempic. She's down to a weight that I've never even seen her at in my entire life. But, you know, you still have to eat properly. And then the exercise, you got to get a little bit of exercise. And I think that no matter how old you are, a little bit of weightlifting is probably more important than cardio. And don't have to go be doing big, heavy stuff at the gym. Just gotta lift a little weight at home. Just buy a little 3 or 5 pound weight and or even a 2 or 1 pound weight. Just get started. But get started. Make this year the healthiest year that you've had in the last 10 or 20. You know, make this the healthiest year you've ever had. Because everything else you're able to do is based on whether or not you're healthy enough to do it. And so that's just it. Hope, health, happiness, and faith, and a happy, happy new year. And I will be back next week, so you have a blessed week, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.